Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ike Ekrod. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Herb Jeffries. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vic Frazier. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vic Frazier. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Dedor. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wes Farrell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wes Farrell. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedor misplays the ball. That's an error on Dedor. Blue moves to second. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Blue scores. Sissel moves to third. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sissel scores. Fonseca moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a dribbler in front of the plate. Tate interferes with Kaum, who is awarded first base. Porter moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to third. Kaum moves to second. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan strikes out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp strikes out. Two outs. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. one out. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frazier moves to second. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Detower fields it and throws to second for the out. Frazier moves to third. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Detower fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sewell moves to third. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-for-0 in the game. Kham hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Detower misplays the ball. That's an error on Detower. Fonseca scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-for-1 in the game. Ekrod bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Fothergill moves to second. One out. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-1 in the game. Jeffries takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0-for-1 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan fields it and throws to second for the out. Fothergill moves to third. Two outs. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field. Ekrod settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill moves to third. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, White Sox. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Vic Frazier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Frazier is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Frazier hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-2 in the game. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dedower fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. George Dedower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dedower is 0-1 in the game. Dedower hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Frazier fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jeffries settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-1 in the game. Com takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to third. Farrell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Sewell scores. Farrell scores. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Indians. Red Faber now pitching. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-2 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fothergill takes first base on ball 4. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-1 in the game. Ekrod hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Ekrod. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. George Detower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detower is 0 for 2 in the game. Detower hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hodapp scores. Vosmek moves to third. One out. It's 5-3, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Herb Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Com. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards short. Detower fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeffries moves to second. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Red Faber. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. Jeffries moves to third. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Blue strikes out. The ball gets by Sewell. He chases the ball to the backstop. There goes Jeffries. He's safe. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 3 in the game. Sissel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Garland Braxton now pitching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jeffries fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Averill reaches second base with a double. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 3 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Father Gill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 6-4, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Vosmek reaches second base with a double. Hodapp moves to third. Hal McCain now pitching. George Detauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hodapp scores. Vosmek moves to third. It's 7-4, Indians. George Detauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Detauer is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Detauer takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Jonah Goldman now playing shortstop. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Fothergill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 0-2 in the game. Ekrod hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Porter. Ekrod reaches second base with a double. Reynolds scores. It's 7-5, Indians. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-1 in the game. With two walks. Farrell strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 0-2 in the game. With a walk. Kham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first. Double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a pop-up towards first. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McCain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCain is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-4 in the game. Sissel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to third. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-4 in the game, with a single. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the White Sox 5. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 doubles and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 8-5, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-4 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Morgan reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hodapp bunts towards third. Jeffries fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Morgan moves to third. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 9-5, Indians. Jonah Goldman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goldman hits a fly ball towards left. Reynolds catches it and throws to home to double up Hodapp. 2 outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Farrell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Sewell moves to third. It's 10-5, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Porter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the White Sox 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Goldman fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Goldman. Ike Ekrod is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ekrod is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ekrod hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Goldman fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. 2 outs. Irv Jeffries is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeffries is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Jeffries hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.